brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 another week before us, breaking open a brand new broadcast. Here we are, my friends. It's Monday, already the 15th day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is from Discovery News, possible 10th planet found. This is huge. We'll get into that. Also from Newsday, Pakistan defuses bombs at U.S. consulate. Pakistan has been publicly caught, this is admitted, planting fake bombs that supposedly were going to try to kill Musharraf, their dictator, to use that as an excuse to crack down on the public. I guess it's better than the feds actually detonating the bomb. We'll get into that. Top police officer ready to put troops on the streets. That's the London Guardian. They want to keep you safe with troops on the streets. It's all about troops on the streets. EU calls for unified anti-terror measures. Socialist oust Spain's ruling party. What really went on with these bombings last Thursday? More has come out now. It's got globalist fingerprints all over it. We will detail this today, and Paul Joseph Watson is joining us as well with his great analysis. Reuters reported that those big protests you saw weren't against the supposed terrorists, but were against the government, many of them saying the government was behind it. Oh, people are starting to get it. That then neutralizes the government terror card. So we'll cover that article as well. Very, very important. Officials probe Spain-Morocco bombings, give you their spin. Again, anti-government protests spring up across Spain as they accuse the government of being behind it and putting out propaganda. We're so sorry for the 200 people that died there and the hundreds of others that were injured. Capitol Hill Blue and the Associated Press reporting, Rumsfeld stole 9/11 evidence to keep as a souvenir. All other firefighters and police have gone to jail for similar crimes. Also, U.S. unloading weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, the Tehran Times is saying, and I have to say the Tehran Times has been more accurate than CNN on average in the past, or Fox. I don't know if this is true, but it looks like they're unloading the weapons of mass destruction to plant them, according to this article. DARPA's come out. You know, the New Scientist, Popular Scientist, came out a few weeks ago and said they want to put up these blimps that are 30 times the size of the Goodyear blimp in a low space orbit right up in the edge of the atmosphere with ground penetrating radar to look through our walls. And some caller called in and didn't believe it. Well, here's another one from Wired News. DARPA's far out dreams on display. And it says, California conspiracy freaks, hold on to your tin hats. DARPA, the Pentagon's far-out research arm, may have publicly abandoned its creepy program by total information awareness, but the agency has shown that its DARPA Tech conference still has a project to make you run full speed into your bunker. And it says our U.S. cities will have tethered giant blimps at 70,000 feet watching us to keep us safe. We'll get into that. Just so much more. It is a huge show lined up for you today. So, again, please stay with us. I went to SeaWorld last 2 weeks ago, and I had a lot of fun. So I said, well, I'll go back this weekend because I bought a season pass, and it's just an hour away. I'm trying to take some time off, spend some time with my wife because I work pretty hard. And last time we just bought our season pass, this time we had to go get the card, and they wanted to biometrically scan my hand, and so I pulled the video camera out. We'll be posting that in the next few days. I've got to have time to upload it to the web and write an article for it. This morning I just wrote a little blurb and put a digital photo up on the site. It's being updated right now as we speak, of the hand scanners to get into SeaWorld, and this is a big story. I'll talk about that, too, coming up in this hour. So, again, stay with us. We'll get into all the annex at SeaWorld. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ultra massive show of importance for you on this Monday, again the 15th day of March 04. I'm Alex Jones, your host, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, with our wonderful affiliate out there between San Diego and L.A., to Providence, Rhode Island, from Kansas City, Missouri, to Fredericksburg, Texas, simulcasting at InfoWars.com, to PrisonPlanet.com, and on the big blowtorch, WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. The first 2 hours of the show is carried there on 94.75, and the second 2 hours from 10 to midnight, the first hour isn't, but we're getting the third out, first hour for you at night. The second 2 hours, 10 to midnight Central, on 3210. We have received literally thousands of calls since we did the frequency change. Some people didn't get the word of that, and I'm sorry. But those frequencies are also listed for all the shows at GCNLive.com, the network website. Okay. Let me just cover this now, then we'll get into the possible 10th planet found. And no, this isn't some conspiracy site. It's a Discovery Channel website. Pakistan engaged in its staged bombing annex yet again. Horrible repercussions of the terrible, tragic bombings in Madrid last Thursday. And a bunch of Big Brother news. Dave on Kleiss called in before the show, and I always like having Dave on, co-host the Power Hour with Captain Joyce Riley. He'll be popping in for 10-15 minutes with us on several key issues. at the bottom of the hour here in about 20 minutes, 22 minutes to be exact, will be joining us. And then in the second hour, halfway into that hour, we'll be joined by Paul Joseph Watson because, well, he's our British correspondent. He's the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, does an incredible, incredible job. It's come out that they released those Britons last week from Guantanamo, and they said, yeah, we were given injections, chained down, beaten, tortured. By the way, being chained up for days with your legs bent bent underneath you with goggles on and a face mask is one of the worst forms of sensory deprivation and torture. It's one of the most advanced, most horrible, claustrophobic-inducing types. And they just did it to just random suspects. Oh, we'll just torture you for 2 years. So, I mean, this is Mengele-level stuff that is going on. And you are all listed as terrorists if you are an American citizen or anybody else, because if you're suspected of a misdemeanor, all this and more, including secret execution, can happen. So that's coming up, too. In fact, I'll news blitz here in just a few minutes. I want to go ahead and tell this story now. And we're updating Infowars.com as we speak. It may already be up there. It may not be. I don't allow myself to have a computer on in studio because I did that years ago and I never paid attention to the callers of the news. I would sit here surfing the web. I did that on George Norrie a few times. He asked me a question. I'd be, oh, excuse me, I'm finding a news article, because I like to quote it right off the article when I make a statement as a crutch, whereas I like to rely instead on my memory, read the articles before I go on air and just go off that. It's kind of a crutch. I like to stay away from it. It's a big problem. Perhaps, Stephanie, you can go to Infowars.com for me and tell me if the biometrics at SeaWorld article is posted as one of the four top stories yet, as I instructed my webmaster here in the U.S. to do, who also is the boss. She's my wife. But just tell me if that's posted yet. But continuing here, not this weekend, but last weekend. You know, I'm making myself take off. I'm making myself take off to go fishing for a few hours. I'm making myself take off to go lift weights. I'm making myself take off a few hours a week to take my wife out to dinner or to go for a walk with her a few times a week. Because literally for a decade, I haven't stopped, and it's not good for me. And I found when I do take occasional breaks, my mind works better, so I've been doing that. In the fight against the New World Order, I am far beyond driven. But last weekend, now 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, I went down to SeaWorld, and it was $38 for a day pass, $48 for a entire season pass. So for 6 months, their half-year season in San Antonio, I guess it's open year-round in Orlando, but it's only open half a year here in Texas because it's too cold for half the year. I bought a season pass. I mean, it was only like $10 more. And they give you the little paper printout with a scan on it, and we walked through, and I was supposed to go enroll. They let you into the park when you first buy it. They go, now you go enroll over there, sir. And it was a big line at the, quote, passport office. It's called the passport office. And my wife and I said, I don't want to do that. We'll do it next time. Let's just go, you know, see the park and, you know, see Shamu, because Shamu was, they were about to have the whole killer whale display at that time. It only happens a few times a day, so we ran to see that under the big dome. Well, when I got up this Saturday morning at about 7:38 in the morning, and I'd been up on another syndicated show till about 2 in the morning, so I was pretty tired. I said, you know what, let's just today, let's go back to San Antonio. It's only an hour away. I said, I want to go relax again. We only got to see last Saturday half the exhibits, and I want to go see the rest of it. And she said, you want to go again? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, it's fun. You had fun, didn't you? And she said, yeah, you know, I feel like they're torturing those whales. But I said, yeah, you know, but at least this teaches people about the environment, I guess. And I'm sounding like a socialist, I said, and I'm making excuses. I said, let's just go have a good time. She said, okay, I'll go. We went and had breakfast and drove down, and I'm trying to escape the New World Order for a few hours, trying to spend some time with my wife. And I get there to the facility, and I pull up and pay for my parking and drive up, and it's a nice, cool morning, and I walk up to the turnstiles with my pass, and they say, you bought this last week. They scanned it under a scanner. They said, you bought this last week. And I said, yeah. They said, well, you were supposed to go to the passport office. And they have one outside the park and one inside the park. She said, you're going to have to go over there to the passport office. And so I went in, stood in line for about 10 minutes and went in, and there were all these banks of cameras. It looked like a driver's license facility, you know, a DMV at your state police office where you get your driver's license or ID. And I walk up and I stand there and I go, well, you ready to take my picture? They go, no, sir, we don't do that anymore. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's good. Wow. You know, showed them my paper card. They gave us our two cards, our two plastic cards, and I went back to the turnstile. And the lady goes, okay, great. And she just takes a plastic cover, because it was misting, a little bit rainy. She takes a plastic cover off of a biometric hand scanner. I even know the model of it, developed by the Defense Department. And I look at it, and I say, excuse me? She says, yes, everyone who has a park pass has to scan. And I said, well, I'm not going to scan. And she said, why? And I said, well, because it's part of the military-industrial complex, the grocery stores, the banks, the public schools, the school buses, city buses are now, they're going to make us scan, face scan, thumb scan, hand scan, or voice print, start our car, to get groceries, to do anything. It's part of a cashless society tracking grid to get rid of cash. And she said, wow, I'm glad you're telling me this. This is scary. And she was nodding her head. And I saw several security guards nodding their head. And some guy walking along said, yeah, it's a dictatorship. So everybody's having this awakening. She said, yeah, a lot of people don't like it. You can go on through. And the security was nodding. I mean, obviously, that's not the rule, but so many people are refusing. They just nodded, and I had security guards smiling at me. I mean, 5 years ago, they'd have run up and said, well, what's your problem? I mean, we've got video stuff like this. They were all nodding and looked very concerned. You know, in their guts, they know we're all joining together, refusing this. And then somebody behind me comes through and refuses. And my wife goes, you know, we had a video camera, but we didn't expect all this to happen. It's just like the driver's license facility. Nobody talks about it. When I bought the season pass, they didn't say you biometrically scan. When I went into the passport office to get the card, they didn't say you biometrically scan. It's when you get to the turnstiles with the big line behind you, with the pressure, you know, to submit and just go through the cattle chutes, that it happens. It's all crafted, you know, by government psychologists that study all this. And this is all admitted. It's a whole science of control. We went to a few of the exhibits, and my wife said, you know, get back over there and interview them with a video camera. So I go back, and I catch people hand scanning to go through, people complaining about it. I interview some of the people, videotape some of the security guards, the woman at the turnstile I'd originally talked to. And I said to her, I said, you know, and we're going to post that report later this week. I've got to put it all together off the video and upload it to the site. But a digital photo of the hand scanner and a short article I wrote this morning is on the website, Infowars.com. It should be posted right now. I mean, I wrote it before I left for the studio. And, you know, I pointed out that I said, you know, you used to take photos because I saw the camera. She goes, yeah, now we just do this. I said, don't you understand? That's so they can get rid of your job, too. Not just about getting us in the database and training us. Now it doesn't take a human to look at the photo, the digital photo, by the way, that's biometric, that they put in their database and Lord knows what they do with it. Now they can get rid of the people at the turnstiles. That's why the grocery stores and Walmart, and they're putting in the self-checkout lanes. Then they put thumb scanners in once you're used to using them. It's also about getting rid of employees and lowering the standard of service, whereas we should demand it service-wide, and then everybody would be competitive, and we would demand higher service. You know, it's not just a cost cutter. It's about control. And, it, of course, Anheuser-Busch owns SeaWorld. And they have the Clydesdales and Anheuser-Busch Eagle everywhere, and all these other big theme parks are doing it, and all these other systems are doing it. And also, a lot of theme parks, when I was up in Minnesota visiting the network a few years ago at the Mall of America, you wear an RFID bracelet to get on any of the rides, training you for that. I mean, this is happening everywhere. But when we get back, I will briefly finish up what happened when I came back with a video camera and began questioning the people involved. It was very, very revealing. So we'll come back, finish up real quick, then I'll get to all the terror news, possible 10th planet found, a lot more. Just stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody's saying what a great job I did on George Norrie's huge program, Coast to Coast AM, Thursday night into Friday morning. Really, I didn't get into how Arnold Schwarzenegger is a member of the Bohemian Grove, though we talked about Bohemian Grove for an hour and a half of the show, the 3 hours I was on. And we have the San Francisco Chronicle posted in our Bohemian Grove occult section of PrisonPlanet.com, where they say that the Bohemian Grove chose Arnold to be the next governor. They said, this is who we want. That's the San Francisco Chronicle. I didn't get into how the Madrid bombing, he asked what I thought of the Madrid bombing, and I didn't get into how, even though I already knew about it, it was a 311, the date 311, And it just so happened to be 911 days since 9/11. Again, it's 311, and it's 911 days from 9/11. I mean, that's a double numerology point there in the the icons in your face. It's like they always do it in doubles or triples. It's like the one-year anniversary of 9/11. The Chicago Mercantile comes up 9/11. The New York Lottery comes up 9/11. Not the Texas Lottery, the New York Lottery. They leave a skull and bones card at the shootings in D.C. You know, all of this. This is what they do. So I didn't get into that, and it's just there's so much evidence of these people and what they're up to. So I should have. And now on the Spain bombing. We're posting the articles at Infowars.com right now, where the Spanish government had prior knowledge of the attacks, the Pentagon, Bush, Al-Qaeda connection, all the bizarre prior knowledge involved, and the public is out basically rioting in the streets saying the government's behind it and the government's lying. This is all over Spanish newspapers, but by the time you read it in Reuters, it's, well, some of them say the government's using it to take liberties, and they don't like the government. So we're trying to get Jack Blood on the show because his Spanish-speaking webmaster, my wife also speaks and writes Spanish, not because she's Spanish, she grew up in Europe, because her dad was a diplomat. She's reading over some of the Spanish articles and posting those right now, too. So quite a section we've already built on Prison Planet, a big section being built on InfoWars. Right now, it's just crazy news coming at us from every single angle. And then later, if I have time, I'll get into the whole SeaWorld thing. I'll do more on it on Wednesday when I post the video. I'll probably just post 5 minutes of it where I went back and interviewed them, where you have to biometrically scan to get into the park now. And again, this is going in the grocery stores, the banks, everywhere. They put in the self-service systems. Then you don't just swipe your card. Then you got to biometrically scan. Again, this whole system's going in, and it's very, very serious. It's not just the new technology. It's about tracking and tracing what you buy, what you sell, what you do. If you're not a good globalist, you suddenly can't buy food. You suddenly can't travel. Suddenly your car won't start. Toyota's coming out with cars where you got to swipe your card to make it start, or face scan to make it start, or breathalyze to make it start. I mean, it's just nightmarish control. DARPA's admitting new blimps to be tethered over our cities to look through our walls and watch us, whether we're enemies, neutral, or friend, it says. That's a quote. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall craziness. Rumsfeld stealing 9/11 evidence. I mean, that's mainstream headlines. It's just bonker land. Twilight Zone upon Twilight Zone activities, millisecond by millisecond. And we got Paul Joseph Watson joining us. They released five of the British people from Guantanamo. They say they were injected with serums and, you know, drugs and tortured and tied down for days on end, year after year, with reoccurring torture episodes, just right out in the open. Crimes, incredible Joseph Mengele activities right out in the open. The British government says they're going to put troops on the streets and have the military running things. I mean, it's just martial law. We're living in the Twilight Zone. And I just, before we break and come back with a special guest, we're going to have a special little guest from the New World Order joining us. Before we do that, I do want to encourage every listener to stop procrastinating, to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to buy my video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, to buy Masters of Terror, to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, to get the video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, which they admit I got. I mean, the members admit I shot the video of their ceremony where they do this occult ritual. Get the videos. Make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Get them out to your friends and family. Air them on Access TV. Resistance is not futile. People's minds are open now to the truth. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. Stop procrastinating. Come and join us and come in for the big win against the New World Order. Get on the team. Get on the field. Come on. Join us. Come in for the big win. 1-888-253-3139. Either fight the globalists or be enslaved and killed by them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Coming up, in-depth details of what's really going on with the Madrid bombings, the elections over there, martial law being announced in England. They openly want to put troops on the streets. The latest police state developments here, a bunch of news on gas prices exploding in the economy. I got kind of caught short in that last segment. Again, if you want my videos, if you want the book I've written, the other books I carry, if you want to affect change and deprogram people and take the blinders off their eyes, call the toll-free number and get my videos at 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, to be totally serious here, last Friday morning, after I'd been on Coast to Coast AM, Brian Lamb, the founder of C-SPAN, the head of it, went on his show, Washington Journal. And I've probably got 20 tapes on the shelf of him talking about me when callers call in. He knows who I am. He kind of sneakily attacks me routinely. I'm calling him up. I want to go on his show. I'll be nice to the guy. He can come on this show. In fact, we got the numbers posted on the site and a little article about it and also the video from C-SPAN. You can watch it. I hope you'll call him and tell him to have me on. I still haven't had time to get around doing that. But Brian Lamb came on and said, yeah, I heard Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM last night. Had this really shifty-eyed professor on, going, ah, conspiracy theories, Mr. Jones is very, and for an hour, they sat there talking about me with callers calling and defending me, and then they'd kind of attack the callers. It was amazing. But so Brian Lamb's boss from the Star Chamber is angry with me, and so we've decided to have him on air with us. So let's go ahead and bring Mr. Lamb's boss, because that morning they were busy doing damage control, and it's good to have you on. Is it Mr. Chaos? Mr. Chaos, are you there?
Excuse me, sir, you're on.
What?
You're on, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hello, Mr. Chaos.
Yes, I want to tell you that I've had to double my usage of Maalox over the weekend, and I'm going to say something I usually don't say. It's a word that was purged from my vocabulary some years ago, and I'm going to... Mr. Jones, would you please shut up?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chaos. Lord Rothschild, will you... I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you're giving me headaches. You're giving us a lot of us fits over here because you simply keep on doing what you're doing. You won't just stop. We won't go along to get along. You know, you've made things very difficult for us, and we certainly don't appreciate... Where's my Maalox? Can you give me my Maalox?
Well, your lordship, maybe that'll make you happier if I call you Dark Lord. Your friend Francois Mitterrand had at the Louvre that 71-foot pyramid built with 666 pieces of glass. Why did you do that publicly if you guys aren't into the occult?
Well, you obviously have been talking about these issues on your radio for some time. You know, so many of the people in this world don't understand. We like it that way. We call them... the profane, you see. Profane has nothing to do with obscenity. It has to do with the people that are ignorant, people that are, well, as we call, profane. The people that are uninitiated, uninformed. And so when we put this information or these symbols before their eyes, they simply don't see it. It's called hiding something in plain sight. But thanks to you, you're explaining all this symbology to the sheeple out there, and they're starting to become aware of it, and we don't appreciate... Where's my Maalox?
Now, your lordship, you sound like you're in a keep or a tomb of some type. Are you at a skull and bones compound somewhere, sir?
We just... Stop that. Stop that. I don't appreciate that.
Let me ask you a question, your lordship. 911 days after 9/11, on 3/11, a double 11 entendre there, we have this bombing, this horrible bombing, and I know now they're talking about martial law globally and a giant crackdown on freedom. Can you explain to us the numerology there, please, sir?
No, I won't explain it to you. You're nothing but a conspiracy theorist, and all the listeners out there are conspiracy theorists. You don't know about what you're talking about, and if I keep saying it, maybe your listeners will start to believe it after a while.
Well, I tell you, you guys responded pretty quick. I mean, to have a national TV show within hours of myself going off the air, opening the show with my name... And putting websites up on the air and then telling everyone, you know, how we're, you know, are we dangerous? Should this be allowed? Mr. Lamb said, should this be allowed, what I'm doing?
Well, Brian is a good man, and whether if he decided to handle it that way with the gentleman, the scholar from New York State, what was his name, Michael Barkham, I believe it is?
Yes, he's written this new book, your lordship.
Well, those people should listen to him. Don't you interrupt me! How dare you interrupt me!
I'm going to interrupt you. Listen to me.
You can't interrupt me. I'm in the Star Chamber!
Listen to me, you punk. You control freak. Let me tell you something, your lordship. Let me tell you something, Lord Rothschild. Let me tell you something right now. We're going to talk about whatever we want here. This is America, and we're free, and we're not your pauper serfs, your slaves, your property. But let me explain something to you, boy, and I hope you're listening up right now. We're going to move forward against what the globalists have been doing, and I want to ask you, why did this professor keep looking left or right, almost like he was an Academy Award Oscar-winning actor playing the part of a shifty-eyed wizard or something. He looked like Saruman from The Lord of the Rings. Where did you get Saruman?
Well, if you want to sort of relate this to Saruman, you go right ahead. My checks are good, and he knows it. And if he was doubting whether or not my check was going to clear, well, then that's his problem, and he won't be going on with Mr. Lamb again.
Anything else you'd like to say, Your Lordship?
No, I've had quite enough, and besides, my servant here has found my mailbox and also a couple of double shot of Prozac to calm me down. Now, Mr. Jones, you're going to have to stop the shenanigans, stop broadcasting, just stop doing what you're doing, because if you don't, well, where's my mailbox?
Well, Your Lordship, there's millions of people speaking out. I mean, how do you get us when there's millions of us now learning the truth? I mean, earlier I talked about how they put biometric scanners in at SeaWorld, and I explained it to them, and the security guards were nodding their head, looking concerned, looking scared. They were all nodding and agreeing, saying, thank you for telling us about this. Used to, they would have been freaking out. Everybody seems to be waking up. I've been on thousands of radio shows, and every caller agrees. I mean, what are you going to do about this mass awakening that's happening right now?
Well, the only thing that we can do is continue on the path that we've decided to take. Now, we've already committed to it. We've had several different incidents happening around the world, and they are falling right into the plans that we have to generate, well, shall we say, fear. Because, of course, fear is control. You know about that, I'm quite sure. But in order to have this world effort against terrorism, well, we have to have some terrorism, don't we? Yeah. Well, listen, I have to leave here. My servant here has told me that I have to have a meeting with George Sr. His GW just doesn't seem to get it.
Well,
so I have to run now, so thank you for your opportunity. And I'll say it again. I will say it again as much as I hate it. Mr. Jones, would you please just back off a little bit? Because I don't think they've made enough mailbox.
All right. Well, Your Lordship, we've got Dave Von Kleist online. I want to go ahead and bring him up. Dave Von Kleist, would you like to talk and say something to His Lordship?
Are we having fun yet, Alex? Oh, man, I tell you, I got to hand it to you, Alex. You did such a great job on the George Norrie show. Obviously, you've really rattled their cages, because for them to spend an entire hour in damage control, and I do want to tell you, I don't know if you knew this or not, I didn't hear you mention it, maybe you did, maybe I missed it, but Mr. Barkum, the author of that book about conspiracy theories, when he was being interviewed by Mr. Lamb, made the statement that when you infiltrated the Bohemian Grove, you did so heavily armed. He said that on television.
Well, let me break down what really happened. And Lamb's done this before. And again, folks, that was Dave earlier, before the New York Times claims that we had Lord Rothschild on. That was all a big joke.
Just having a little fun here.
Yeah, having a little bit of fun here. I mean, you got to do that occasionally to stay sane. About a year after I snuck into the Grove and had been on national TV, a Richard McCaslin, a former Marine who, of all places, had worked at Six Flags as an acrobat, showed up in Austin, started handing out these weird comic books he'd done himself called The Phantom Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
And he, about a year after I went in there in the middle of the summer, of the winter, when everybody knows there's no elite there, happens during the middle of the summer, during July. He shows up in the middle of the winter, dressed up in a skull mask and a Captain America outfit. Folks, this has been in the San Francisco Chronicle, you know, all the big papers on the West Coast, even been in the New York Times. He shows up out there, sits there, and then when the police come, he just starts waving his crossbow and gun, saying, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Then they arrest him. You know, talk about government operation, folks. This is all the handiwork. Nothing happens. And then Lamb goes on TV and goes, oh, Alex Jones. Then this guy runs in there. The point is, if you've got some weird place with world leaders doing weird things, it's going to attract news media, CBS, ABC, Parade Magazine, the British media, myself, because I went out there and covered it. Isn't my fault that some lunatic who was convicted of this goes in there and does it? But see, that's why that happens. So then they could say, oh, look at this. And then, yeah, they didn't really explain what it was. It's like after Alex Jones did it, somebody heavily armed goes in. They didn't make that clear, did they? That's why I need to go on the show and explain that. And Lamb talks about me all the time, but this time for an hour, doing all this and going, Alex Jones, UFOs, you know, trying to mix it in like it's all a big conspiracy theory. But what did you think of the George Norrie interview? What did you think of the now what's happened with this Lamb piece on the air within 4 hours or 3 hours of me going off air? Lamb's on national TV opening the show talking about me.
Well, I've got to tell you, again, to be honest with you, you know that that Joyce and I do the morning program. We're up in the wee hours. We did not catch the George Norrie program live. We did listen to some of it in the replay, and you handled yourself really well. You put the information out there that needed to be put out there in such a way that a lot of the listeners out there to George Norrie, I'm sure, would be able to find it a little bit more palatable. Now, for those that are not familiar with this type of information, hey, look, we've all been raised and weaned on a steady diet of misinformation, disinformation, and lies. So when the truth comes along, like what you are portraying on the George Norrie show, there are a lot of people that are just going to balk at it because they're not used to the taste of the truth. And some people reject it altogether, but you were able to get the information out there in such a way that they had to go into damage control the next day on the Washington Journal. And again, this Michael Barkham, not only did he say that you were heavily armed, but they also brought up this issue about Skull and Bones and all the conspiracy theorists out there. One of the callers that came to your aid, Alex, had brought up this issue and asked Mr. Barkham about whether or not some of this information was true, and he flat out admitted that he didn't know anything about Skull and Bones, and she came back and said, well, then how dare you go up against Mr. Jones, who's been investigating this whole thing, and call him a conspiracy nut when you've done no research whatsoever?
Well, obviously he knows about Skull and Bones, and to make it clear, he talks real quick, and he goes, in my book, I've got a chapter about Alex, and then he goes, this man went in later heavily armed. He doesn't say I went in heavily armed. He doesn't say the man's name did it. He just kind of leaves it out there to the average person watching it. You're right, Dave. That's pretty serious.
Well,
I wouldn't say he said I did it, but he just kind of laid it out there where I got emails. People said, was that you? Did he say that? I mean, it's insane. So, it's very serious.
It is insane. And for those folks out there that are not familiar with this issue about the Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Grove or any of that,
it's been all over the news now.
It has.
Still, I have national people saying it doesn't exist and I'm crazy.
Well, you know, last week, Keith Olbermann on MSNBC interviewed a woman by the name of Alexandra Robbins.
Yeah, we've interviewed her, yeah.
Yeah, and she came flat out and explained about what the Skull and Bones folks do. Now,
she interviewed 100 of them for the book.
Right. And the...
Because she comes from the secret society across the street.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, she's in Scroll and Key.
Oh, okay, I was not aware of that. But the point here is that there are so many folks out there that support George Bush because he's such a good Christian, and they don't know about what Skull and Bones is. She came flat out and said that the number 322 was associated with the Greek orator Demosthenes, and that was the year that he had died, and the Skull and Bones folks worship their goddess Eulogia, and this is a goddess. I thought that if Mr. Bush is such a good Christian, one of the first commandments says, thou shalt have no other gods
before
me.
Yeah, and that goes into the Priory of Zion and the
exactly.
Knights Templars and all of it.
And anybody
but at the Grove, they worshipped it as the true Luciferians do. They address the owl as a female, then as a male.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they really operate.
Well, the point here is that if people don't want Skull and Bones, well, you can't vote for Bush. And guess what? If you don't want Skull and Bones, you can't vote for Kerry. And if you don't want Skull and Bones, you might want to think twice about voting for Nader also, because his chief attorney, Don Etra, was inducted into the Skull and Bones the same year and with the same group as John Kerry. So, a lot of folks are not aware of that.
And the FEC chairman, the new one, is of course Skull and Bones.
Oh, I didn't know that. Of course, it's all conspiracy theory because we bring it all up here, folks. This information is not conspiracy theory, and you're not going to hear
it's
it on any of the other networks.
And Dave, I did watch the video of C-SPAN and online. I haven't gotten a VHS copy of it yet. Somebody's sending it to me.
Yeah.
But I did watch it online. And yeah, what's Skull and Bones? Oh, I don't know. How could you not know? It's been all over the news.
I know. The guy's been living with his head in the sand.
Oh, he knows.
It makes him an authority.
No.
And I just want to put the plea out there. Now, there are millions of people that are listening all over the world on shortwave and in this country on shortwave. And for those of you that are struggling with static and what have you, it's up to you guys, every single one of you, not somebody else. It's up to you. If you're listening to this program on shortwave, call your local AM affiliate stations and just be a squeaky wheel. Ask them to get the Genesis Network programming on there so that America can make informed decisions.
Well, absolutely. And we're on the good digital satellites. They're on the network site. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. We need a lot more. And you know what? Why I'm so impressed with George Norrie?
Why?
I've never heard him, Dave, tell people to tune into somebody else's radio program, and he demanded I tell people how to listen to the show. Why did? And then George said, I feel in my heart and from the evidence this is important. You're telling the truth. My gut's never wrong. I mean, yeah. Why? Wow, George Norrie's got a lot of courage.
I think he's only done that once before, and that's when my wife Joyce was on the air, and he gave out our website, thepowerhour.com, and told him to listen to our program, too. So, I mean, he wants to get this information out there, and I think that it was great that he had you on. I'm looking forward to having you make a return appearance to Coast on George Norrie. You go, boy!
Well, you go too, Dave. You keep it up and tell Joyce I said hi.
And would you please just be quiet?
I'm sorry, Your Lordship.
Thanks a lot, Alex. You take care.
All right, there we go. And again, to the New York Times and others, that was a joke piece earlier. That was Dave von Kleist. I want to make that clear. We didn't have Lord Rothschild on.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as shift-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
They've interviewed the British folks that were released from Camp X-Ray. No connection to Al-Qaeda, no connection to any terrorist. Given different torture injections, tortured for years. the most horrible forms of torture known. I mean, continual torture, where they, you know, tie you up in weird positions. Just excruciating. Try sitting on your knees with your feet out behind you for a couple hours. Try putting goggles on your head and a gag in your mouth and a hood over you out in the sun for a couple days. Well, don't do that. It kills a lot of people. This is the type of stuff they did for years. A lot of them died. It was always suicide or natural causes. Oh, they also would amputate things for no reason. Oh yeah. They would say, oh, you need to have a surgery. So that's coming up in about 35 minutes with Paul Joseph Watson. When we start the next hour, we got Jack Blood from our great Rhode Island affiliate. I just love having Jack Blood on the show. I got a great website, so we'll be plugging that as well. And he's done a detailed report because his webmaster speaks Spanish. A lot of key stuff, and we've got some of this ourselves as well, where the Spanish papers are saying their population says the government's behind it and that it backfired on them, and that's why they voted the neocon fascist out and in the false paradigm fell right back into the jaws of the other head of the Hydra in the left party. So they thought they were escaping. They ran right into the other mouth of the beast, from one hand to the other, from one clawed, clenched fist to the other into the gullet. But at least they're struggling. So that's coming up. Oh, yeah, those demonstrations the news told you, oh, look, they're mad at the terrorists. No, there's signs in Spanish said you did it, and you stand behind it, and you caused it, and looks like they're starting to get it. I'm sure it just was 911 days later on accident and was on 311, just by accident as well, of course. And there were terror alerts. There's a lot of evidence. We're not 100%, but in the past it always comes out it is the government in any big event. Putin was reelected thanks to lots of bombings in Russia, just like he was caught bombing in 99. That's mainstream news. But we don't know about these new bombings, though. Those two stink to high heaven. They didn't catch any FSB this time planting the bombs, though. Moscow police didn't catch them this time, but there's been a lot of key indicators. So that's coming up, too. And I know we got loaded phone lines. I understand that. So let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How's it going?
Good, go ahead.
One word about last week, and I'll let it go. Bravo.
So you thought it was good. I mean, I listened to it. I thought George Norrie, you know, his smooth voice, his intelligent questions, you know, my heavy breathing into the phone. I don't think I did I did a B job. Next time if I go on, I'll do an A+.
Well, you're talking about the polish in the presentation. Content was A+.
You thought it was good.
Very good.
I was just nervous. It was middle of the night. But everybody says it was great. I'm my worst critic.
Three quick things I wanted to talk with you today about. And I was wondering, and tell me what you think about this. I haven't really been able to look at the news reports. It seems that Gitmo is the bullpen almost for these terrorists. You know, every time they make an announcement that so-and-so has been released, and then within a couple of days, we have, boom, a big shot of terrorism.
Well, that's a good point. Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post have reported, as well as United Press International and Reuters, but I like to focus on the Israeli papers because, you know, you can't say, oh, they're anti-Semitic. Top Jewish investigative reporters have found that a lot of these prisons for Palestinians, they then turn them loose. They go out and shoot and bomb and kill, and they're working for Shin Bet and Mossad. Now, that's Jerusalem Post, folks. So you got a problem with it, you have a problem with them. We got those posted in the Israeli terror section of Prison Planet. Again, mainstream Israeli papers.
Right.
But I don't know, I have any evidence in this particular thing with Gitmo. Gitmo is really a diversion. The real torture is going on, on a wider scale in Egypt and in Jordan, the CIA section chief said.
Can I hold on until after the break?
Yeah, I'll let you finish up your questions, and we'll get to our guest, and we'll work Steve and Brock and Ethan and Ann and many others into the broadcast as well. Second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny coming up. Again, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.